Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 344 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now let's get to today's question from Anne.
Hi, Pat. My name is Anne. First, I would like to thank you for all the great content you provide. It has really inspired me to push forward and start my blog. I have started a niche site blog, and I'm just getting ready to go online with it. The problem is that I'm really struggling with the content. I seem to spend hours writing a post trying to get my point across without being too wordy, trying to make it sound interesting but not too quote-unquote fake. My personality is very straightforward, and I tell things to the point without a lot of fluff. So obviously writing is not my strong point, but I still want to make my blog work, help my followers, and eventually make a decent income from it. My question is, what do you think of instead of writing traditional sentences and paragraphs, I just summarize what I want to say in bullet points with maybe a short intro and summary at the end. I have thought about this a lot lately, and I really think it would work on my site since my blog is based on people asking me questions about my niche and I answer their questions. I know when I read a blog post or on other sites, I tend to just skim the content and don't really take the time to really read every word. I've taken time to look at other blogs in my niche and other niches, and I don't really see anybody else doing this. Is there a reason I don't see this happening? It just seems to me that it would save me a ton of time and also save the readers time by presenting the information in a way they can absorb faster at a glance. I really appreciate any thoughts on this that you can give me. Thanks again, Pat.
Hey, Anne, thank you so much for the question. And it's really interesting that you ask this because this is exactly what was going through my head when I first started writing online. And actually, when I did first start writing, a lot of what I was writing was bullet points. So I think, you know, to give you a quick answer, it helps you. If it helps you present the content in an easy, digestible way, then I would say go ahead and do it. But there are things that aren't going to happen when you do that. Now, let me go back in time with greenexamacademy.com, my website where I help people pass an exam in the architecture industry. It made complete sense to do content for that audience in this way. So literally what I would do is I would read one of the chapters in this great gigantic book, which everybody had to read and memorize, and I would pull out the most important parts and put them into bullet points. And that would be the thing that people would memorize. I would often put them into different charts and infographics and things like that, which I would recommend that you do as well. And I feel like this would help with your strengths, which are getting to the point and helping people have a clear understanding of what's going on. But I will say, for example, if I did that on smartpassiveincome.com, I would lose a lot of my followers. I would lose a lot of the relationships I have with my audience and the trust that I have with them. Not because I'm not providing content. Yes, I'm still providing content and valuable content, but I lose the personality. Bullet points take the personality away from your particular content. I mean, there are ways to put your personality into bullet points, of course, but if you were to talk to somebody in person, and you specifically talk to them in just list format or by essentially saying bullet points the whole time, it would be a weird conversation, right? If you want to have a real conversation and build a real relationship with your audience, Anne, then you have to write like you speak. And that's been my biggest helpful hint in terms of how to write better. You know, I was a terrible writer when I first started. But now, since I've been doing it over and over and over again, I've just gotten better and better and better each time. And the thing that changed for me was I stopped trying to write essays. I stopped trying to write like my high school English teacher would tell me to write, with a hypothesis and, you know, all these super formal paragraphs and sentences. No, I just write like I talk now. So, Anne, you spoke absolutely perfect in your question. Just write like that. And I think that's going to help you. I would also include the bullet points like you mentioned, but I wouldn't just keep it to bullet points. If, for example, you had that intro paragraph like you mentioned and also a summary, I think that would be very helpful in drawing out your personality and building a relationship with the people who are on your site. But I would be very hesitant to just have only bullet points. And again, it depends on the topic that you're into. It worked for me with Green Exam Academy, but it was when I started to talk about a lot of the experiences that I had with the exam that were beyond the content, but talking about what it was like going into exam day, how nervous I was, and what it was like getting my scores and going to different classes to learn more. Those things I can't mention in a bullet point format. I can't present those stories in a bullet point format. Stories are not meant for bullet points, and stories are the best way for you to share things with your audience as well. So I would be hesitant to do only bullet points, because you lose, like I said, the personality, but also the ability to tell a great story. And stories are what people remember. Stories are what people tell other people. And stories, they just have this amazing way of transporting people into your shoes. So, and I would think about these few things. I would think about, okay, writing bullet points. I think you could do that for the different kinds of content that you have to share. But I would also have posts specifically where you can talk via your text and tell stories through your writing. And that's what I would do. Now, there are other ways to go around this. If you are having some troubles with writing, you could dictate. You could talk. You could record those conversations, transcribe them, and have them become the content that you have on your blog. There's also the idea of actually taking that content and producing it as an audio podcast, or maybe even doing video if you'd like. There's a lot of ways to do it, but I would say that the bullet points are a good idea, but don't lose out on the ability to build that strong relationship that you have with your audience, which is going to be worth much more down the road. You know, that trust and authority that you build, that story that you tell that is a connector, that makes you an attractive character in their eyes, because of that, that's what people stick around for. You know, they go there for the content, and they stick around for the person behind that content, for sure. So, Anne, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I wish you all the best. Best of luck to you. For those of you listening, if you have something to add to this, use the hashtag AskPat344 on Twitter. We can continue this conversation on that social media platform. And we're going to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. You'll hear from my executive assistant in the next couple of weeks to collect that information. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to AskPat, and you can ask right there on that page, thanks to the widget from speakpipe.com. All right, thanks so much. And as always, I love to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Robert Kiyosaki. He says, 9 out of 10 businesses fail, so I came up with a foolproof plan. Create 10 businesses. Cheers, take care. Thanks so much. And as always, on Friday, I'd love to ask you for a quick review on iTunes. Just head on over to iTunes and type in Ask Pat and leave a quick, honest review. I would really appreciate it. It helps out the show. Thank you. Love you guys. Take care. And I'll see you on the flip side. Cheers. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.